This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. And now we turn from the excitement on the Tory side of Parliament, the overwhelming number of Tory MPs gathered around a prime minister they're now said to be plotting against, according to the polling, according to the Telegraph. We come to Labour, which is a much smaller party, but feisty. I read that a Redfield and Wilton poll showing the public now favors Labour by 36 points. 36, the biggest lead recorded for any party in any poll since 1997, goes the report. Trussonomics on the scrap heap. So what is it that Labour recommends? According to Rachel Reeves, who is the shadow chancellor, in this government you have a chancellor of the exchequer, and then the opposition has what is called a shadow chancellor. They are mere opposites of each other. Rachel Reeves said on the Today program that criticizing Hunt for us introducing austerity season two, she insisted that Labour would oppose cuts to schools, oppose cuts to the police, oppose cuts to NHS. Where was she going to get the cash? She said, Rachel Reeves said, I've been saying for months that the government should extend the windfall tax on the big profits that oil and gas companies are making and use that money rather than more borrowing and more debt to support people with rising cost of living. A quite easy decision would be to end the non-dom tax status. That would bring in about £3 billion a year, a decision for whatever reason the Conservatives are just refusing to make. Joe, it sounds like Labour's answer is higher taxes on the rich. Is that adequate?
No, it's not going to be adequate. And I think that this is sort of another political problem that you've got right now. I mean, those opinion polls that you were talking about showing high support for Labour, it's best to interpret that really as a repudiation of the Conservatives, who at the moment don't really seem to have their act together. But Labour still has a lot of work to do to persuade people that it would be a plausible alternative government. And I think that one of the difficulties that they're going to run into is that, you know, Truss has been tarred for proposing all of these tax cuts that she couldn't pay for. I think that the rap on Labour is going to end up being that they can't identify any spending cuts that they would make to get the books to balance, because I think that certainly this notion that they can impose new windfall profit taxes on oil companies, that's going to end up being very destructive. And I think that that might end up being a politically difficult case to make, because people will realize that a consequence of that is going to be less domestic oil and gas production in the UK, which then is going to mean more exposure to high global prices for those things. So this is no solution at all. And then that issue that she was talking about with non-dom tax status, I mean, this is too complicated to be worth explaining in any detail. But the point of it is that it's a tax break that was designed to encourage wealthy people to move to the UK without being immediately subject to some of Britain's high taxes on dividends and capital gains and other investment income. And the reason that previous governments, including Labour governments, have never really been able to do anything about this is that they have realized that the British economy benefits much more from having that kind of migrant coming in and working and spending money and paying other income taxes in the UK. Britain benefits more from that than it would from this £3 billion in additional revenue that they might get from closing that loophole. So, you know, Labour is living in a land of unreality, too, on fiscal policy, and they are all struggling to cope with an economy where you have very high inflation and very low economic growth and a very fragile financial system that can't necessarily absorb or cope with higher interest rates. And now, of all of these plans, I think that Truss's plan to just roll the dice and go for economic growth as the solution was probably the best option that they were going to get. But how to cope with this broader environment is going to be the difficult problem for any of them. And I think that labor has barely started grappling with that.
Joe, we just have a minute here. Is there a presentation in the UK that the spending by the central government is the problem, is a problem, causes inflation? Do they think like that in the UK?
No, I think there's still a deep strand of denial about government spending. And there's a denial about the fact that government spending is a portion of the total size of the economy will have to come down, not only because doing that would help get inflation under control, but also because doing that would make it easier to achieve faster economic growth. But you know, Britain is very far behind on having that kind of debate.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. We're going to turn to the economy of the United States and its partners next. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.